Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Eat my dust, slime ball! Eat fumes, Wormo!
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game podcast for those whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Joel.
I'm Cass.
I'm Adam.
And today we're going to be looking at The Survivalists and other games.
That's good. We didn't plan what we were going to say, but Joel brain kicked in. And I'm talking about a game later that I've already spoken about before, so that would have been a rude game to headline. And we're joined by two special guests. Adam, you've gotten your hand up. Welcome. How can we help you?
Is Joel brain the brain that you collectively share, or an individual brain that one of you has?
No, it's a brain we share.
Okay, cool.
Now, is it curious?
It could also be known as Joel telepathy, if
that helps. Yeah,
do you... additional follow-up question. Sorry, Cass. I know you were about to ask
a
question.
No, that's all right.
I wanted to also follow up with that. Can you share the brain at the same time, or must only one of you have the brain?
Oh, Adam, that was actually my question as well. I wanted to know if it was like a co-parenting situation.
No.
Or you split it and share the remnants.
It's like the sum is greater than the parts kind of thing.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Now, that's raised further questions for me. When you say the sum is greater than the parts.
Yeah, like so when we come together.
We both have brains.
See?
And they both do work individually, but when we put them together, it's a better brain.
It's kind of like a Joel brain.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so when you talk about Joel brain, you said Joel brain took a while to kick in. Mm-hmm. We're still looking at a substandard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No, it's just that when you described it, you made it sound like it was good.
It is good.
See, the fact that we didn't look at each other at the start of this episode, yet Joel took point, even though we hadn't discussed it, and this episode seems like that we've at least somewhat planned it when we had not planned it at all, and I just hit record and started.
Exactly. We should have mentioned to you guys, what are you guys talking about? None of that. None of that pre-stuff we did before the show. Whoopsie daisy.
But we are
professionals. Mm. So we went straight in, and I just quickly took over because I had to remember the game that I'm talking about, which is The Survivalists.
Any further questions?
No. Adam and I are actually talking about our own game, and I love that we're both sitting on opposite ends.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you want to share a brain for this one? Oh, my God, that's so rude. No, you've lost brain privileges. I don't want to feel left out. Can we please?
I like that you described it as losing brain privileges, as if, like, if we didn't share a brain, I would be the one missing out.
Yeah, we got Joel brain and Cadam brain.
Yeah, Cadam.
It's going to make us Cadam tonic.
Hey, there we go. Anyway, Joel, what game have you been playing?
I'm playing The Survivalist on Apple Arcade.
Oh my God.
It is available on Switch and Steam and a few other areas as well.
Where all good games are found.
I know. I believe it is part of something called the Escapist Universe or something like that. I don't know what that is. Maybe you escape prison. I think there's the Escapist 2.
Is that in any way related to the website?
I don't know.
This is the perfect throwback. Back because 2 to 3 weeks ago, we were talking shit shit about the Escapist games, and I was like, every time I look at them, and I blame their art style and the fact they're called the Escapist, I immediately think of Zero Punctuation. I'm like, why have they made a video game about a video game reviewer? But they haven't. And then I said, I hope someone got sued. I don't know which way, but I hope someone got sued. And we've made this, we're confused again.
Exactly. Still confused. But yes, the Escapist.
Like dogs, we are forever chasing our own tails.
To answer your question, though, Adam, completely unrelated.
All right. Good to know.
But yeah, but apparently it's like set in that same universe. So it does have the same art style, I believe. I've never played
Set in the same universe as the Escapist.
The Escapist game, not the Escapist website.
Okay, so about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we had the exact same discussion.
I don't know about any of these places.
Okay, the Escapist is like a video gamey, pop culture-y, started as a magazine, I think, and then it kind of like cracked. How it was a magazine or something first, then it became a website, and then the website kind of got big. There's like certain video series on it.
Okay.
And one of them is called Zero Punctuation, which is an angry video game reviewer. The opposite of this. We're kind and sweethearts.
Yeah,
here.
I think he also is developing a game.
Oh, no.
He's made several games, yeah.
Well, oh,
there we go.
Are they related?
Maybe. I know he makes games under like his own brand.
His brand the Escapist?
I don't think it is.
Oh, God.
I know he made the wildly successful game Hatful.
What's a Hatful?
It's knocking hats off?
It's basically like, you know how people will sometimes make an internet meme into a game and you're like, I'm sure this was funny in your head.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Oh. So hats fall and you need to put them on your head.
Okay.
Isn't that every game from a certain time?
It's certainly every game and watch game.
Game and watch. Things fall from the roof.
Like, I think it was like when the very first, was it like the Apple, what was it? iPod, there we go. Wow. It's like, thing you used to make music, couldn't make a call for it, doesn't exist anymore because you've got a phone. iPod. When that came out and there was that game where people were parachuting down, you had to shoot them with like a turret.
A turret, yeah.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like that. Yes,
do you remember, what classic games do you remember playing? Do you remember a Fruit Ninja? Do you remember Angry Birds?
Fruit Ninja.
Doodle Jump? Anyone here do a Doodle Jump?
I was a Doodle Jump guy. Doodle Jump? Made that into an arcade game. That was crazy.
Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't do any of them.
On the Apple Arcade, the last couple of days, they were like, hey, we have Cut the Rope remastered.
Never played Cut the Rope,
but that's something I remember.
I played a bit of Cut the Rope. That was all right.
I can imagine you saying, cut the rope, get the candy, cut the rope, get the candy, cut the rope, get the candy. And I can imagine you powering through
cut
that.
Rope, get the candy, cut the rope, get the candy,
or
cut the rope, get the candy.
Jackson being confused and you being like, Jackson, it's simple. You just got to cut the rope, get the candy. Oh. Cut the rope, get the candy.
As if
cut
Jackson
the rope,
and I
get the candy.
Haven't done a let's play of Cut the Rope.
Get the candy.
That is such like a, that would blow my dick off.
I don't think.
So, the Escapists video games are not related to the Escapist website.
Uh-huh.
But what Adam said is true, and that Ben Yahtzee, whatever his name is.
Ben Crenshaw.
Yep.
Ben Yahtzee Crenshaw.
Yahtzee.
Like the game. Yahtzee.
Oh, games relate.
How do you play Yahtzee?
Yahtzee is like my family game.
Go
roll
on.
Roll the dice, get the points.
Roll the dice, get the points. I'm salivating. I love Yahtzee. So there are... So, okay, normal rules or house rules?
Oh, rules first and then tell me house rules.
Okay, so you get 5 dice.
Done.
Six?
Done.
6.
Okay.
No,
oh,
five.
Yeah?
You have 2, it's pretty much ticking boxes. Filling in little things, doing a little bit of math, looking at dots.
Okay, I've got some dice. I roll the dice.
Okay, so you just say you got like...
Oh my God, it's all fives.
It's all fives? That, my friend, is a Yahtzee. The aim of... So you have about like something like 12 to 20 little boxes to fill, and there'll be things like how many ones can you get in a round. So you roll the dice 3 times, and you can save dice or throw them out or whatever.
Okay.
Re-roll as many dice as you want within the 3 turns.
Okay.
So you have to get as many ones as you can, as many twos as you can, as many threes as you can, fours, fives, sixes. If you get a total sum of all of those individual numbers that is equivalent to or more than you got 3 of each number, then you get a bonus. You get an extra 35 points, and that's your whole score for that. Then you've got some fun ones.
Okay. Right? This is the house rules?
No.
This is still standard rules. All right.
So there's a set number of rounds through the thing. You get to pick what thing you go for on your sheet of like 20 different options.
Yep.
So you got the section where you have to get as many numbers in the one thing.
Uh-huh.
That's, you get to pick.
Okay.
Then you got the second section where you can do things like get a full house.
Yes.
So 2 of 1, 3 of another.
Full house. Oh, okay. Yep.
You can do ones where you get
like the TV show.
Okay.
Like the full house.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joey.
I love Full House. My eyes are getting weary. Yes, back's getting tired. I'm sitting here in traffic on the Queensboro Bridge tonight.
I need to pay off Harvard people to get my
kid into
university. Maybe spend
cash a check at Harvard and drive right home to you.
Couple of months,
baby, all my life. My
jail.
Child is getting into Harvard.
No, yeah,
didn't Felicity Huffman go to jail?
She sure did.
But isn't she Desperate Housewives, not Full House?
No, but there's someone from Full House also got in trouble for doing it.
They're probably
it for
making
their
a
kids.
Movie about that, hey? And
there's a documentary
about it.
You're like, man, it's real bad. But then you realize, man, the education system in the US is also just as bad. So. Oh, it's all bad. Anyway.
Yeah, well, private schools in Australia, like the whole private school thing is pretty
also
much
bad.
Just that. That's my hot take. Put everyone in jail.
It's kind of
that'll fix the arrest everyone.
I agree.
You get free education in jail. Everyone deserves free education.
We have discovered that an educated populace is superior. Why are we charging? Anyway, continue.
Hashtag free Felicity.
Yeah. Hashtag bring back Firefly.
Oh, no. That Firefly season 2, well and truly cancelled now. After season 1 was cancelled, then,
it got,
you know.
It went down layers of cancelled. That's crazy.
We cancelled the show, then the man.
Every single kind of cancelled. You want cancelled? We got him.
Yeah, I've never been more justified in hating someone. Anyway, please continue. Please continue.
Okay, all right. I thought we were learning about Yahtzee. Anyway, back to Survivalist. No, we were going back to Yahtzee. Back to Yahtzee. Yep.
So, you've got your options of doing how many ones, how many twos, how many threes.
Yeah. Full House, gotcha.
Yep. Small straight, get numbers in order, but only four of them.
Yep. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, yep. Or 2, 3, 4, 5.
Or 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
And then you got long straight, which is using all five, have to be in order.
Okay.
Still got options.
Yep.
Then you've got...
So, basically, rolling a lot of dice, you're making a lot of numbers. Okay, yep.
You get to pick what you do with them, right?
Yep.
You also have a chance to get a Yahtzee, which is... all five numbers are the same. If you get a Yahtzee, that's 100 points.
Yeah.
Oh my 100 God.
Points, easy. You're going to really get ahead in the game.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You also have another slot, which is chance. So if you cook it, like you completely cook it, you get to bung those numbers into chance, right?
Okay.
So
yeah,
it's all about strategy. Hey. So if you roll your dice and you get like three threes,
you're like,
okay, I can put these in my threes easy. I'm going to get my bonus if I continue along this track.
And then if I roll those two again and get another three, that's Yahtzee.
That's Yahtzee. So then you fill in the Yahtzee thing and you still have to get the threes.
Oh.
But just say you've already gotten your threes, right? You've gotten four threes the last round. And then you're like, okay, roll my threes. Oh, I've got another like three threes. You're like, I can go for my Yahtzee, but if I don't get it, I have to cross something out.
Yeah.
And I'm not allowed to use that whole section. I lose all those points.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the game, you have a really fun time. You do some mathematics, some simple addition.
Okay.
And then whoever gets a higher score wins. It's basically
how
simple.
Good is it when you roll two Yahtzees in one game, one goes in the Yahtzee thing, and then you're like, oh, I'll put these five fives in my single fives.
Oh, and then you know you're going to get your bonus. It feels great.
I've played Yahtzee before.
Oh, yeah.
See, I learned through play, so this is all going over my head. Keep going.
There's no help.
This is very funny, these two in one camp, and now it's no longer sides of the table, it's ends of the
table. Yeah,
which some would say is just a different side.
Yeah, but it's the different side that contains us.
Look, if you already play Yahtzee, or you have heard my description, you're like, this sounds like the game for me, give it a crack, it's very fun. Our family has house rules where we say little prayers into the thing.
So before we move on to house rules, for regular rules, how many thumbs?
Oh, my God. A Yahtzee of thumbs.
Oh my God.
Five thumbs.
Five of the same thumb.
Five of the exact same thumb.
That's a lot of Yahtzees.
That's Yahtzee.
That's one Yahtzee, but it's a lot of thumbs.
That's true.
Yeah, indeed.
Five of exactly the same thumb, which is obviously, as we know, worth 100 points.
Okay, cool. Okay, now house rules.
House rules. You have to fill in the boxes in descending order.
Obviously.
So
you got to get ones, twos, threes, fours, fives.
So first round, you got to go for ones. Second round, you got to go for twos.
Okay.
Which means even if you get a Yahtzee, it doesn't count unless you're in the Yahtzee hole.
That's
pressure is absolutely on there.
Yeah. Do you know what I give that one?
How many thumbs?
Five of a different thumb.
Oh.
That's a lot of thumbs.
That's interesting then, because the house rules for you does not improve your enjoyment of the game.
Yes, it does.
But both getting the same score.
Hang on.
Would you say it's maybe 10 of the same thumb?
Do you know what?
Two Yahtzees?
Oh, I'd go 6 of the same thumb because... Ooh.
6 of the same thumb?
Because it makes it a bit spicy, but... So it's not that it... It specifically loses anything with the normal version. It just gains different things.
Okay.
So with the old version,
yep.
You have a swell old time because you strategize, you do some addition, you get to pick, you get to make mistakes, you get to live, you get to laugh, you get to learn.
Yeah.
And in the second version, it is fast paced.
Yeah.
No time for thinking. There isn't strategy and it's just luck. Okay. And I think that's kind of thrilling.
Yeah, so you live, you laugh, you love in the normal version, and maybe the second version it's a bit of a YOLO situation.
I think
yeah.
it's more of the last one, you're praying.
Yeah.
You can because you get a little...
Were you about to make a... Because you live, you laugh, you love,
yeah. Anyway, so The Survivalists is a game set in the Escapists world. So I believe it has
nothing to do with the Escapist magazine. Yahtzee the man didn't make this game, but he did make Hatful.
He did make Hatful. Yeah,
it's a game about memes or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so The Survivalists.
He's British. Yes, and angry.
Is he good to listen to a podcast that does
he's,
the research?
Born in Britain, then moved to Australia, yeah. Now living in the US. Well, I know a lot.
Yeah,
I'm a clever man.
He loves Spider-Man too.
Don't laugh. Don't laugh.
To paint a further mental picture for all our listeners there, we're sitting at a big square table. Mm-hmm. Me and Joel sitting next to each other. I'm facing Cass. Diagonal from me is Adam, who is facing Joel. And I feel like this is really building the dynamic.
Yeah.
There's a lot of just like Yahtzee brain locking in, Joel brain locking in, hostility between Adam and I.
It's good.
Joel and I keep kicking each other under the table.
Yeah, but it's a big table, so you have to really stretch.
I like to think of it more as footsie as opposed to kicking.
They're interlocking toes now.
Yeah, I'm a lover, not a fighter. So The Survivalist is once again set in the Escapists universe. So it has the same kind of graphics, I believe. I've never played an Escapist game, but it has the same sort of blocky graphics, that kind of like 2D pixelated art style.
Has anyone played an Escapist game here?
I've played Prison Architect, but that's a whole different thing. Looks the same.
So it's basically it's that kind of art style. And the thing is, you are stranded on you're stranded on a desert island, and then it becomes you are surviving the island, and you have to build stuff. And so you start by knocking over some trees, getting some wood, picking up clumps of grass, making some rope, all this kind of stuff. And
Minecraft.
And I guess the kind of like the hook of this particular game is that there are monkeys.
Everyone shut up. Let the man talk.
Monkey alert.
So there's monkeys that you can acquire by giving them.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I know. You give them sweet monkey chow and then they become your followers.
Bananas?
No, it's monkey chow.
Wait, is this called monkey chow?
Yeah, you make monkey chow. Okay. So there's a crafting system.
Do you get to eat?
You have to eat. There's a hunger meter.
You eat the monkeys?
I mean, I've never eaten the monkeys or the monkey
chow.
Why
did you try?
We'll get to that. So
ominous.
I didn't like the game. That's probably why. So spoilers for the end of the review.
Oh my god! In medias res, we're starting in the middle of the review. Oh by the middle, I mean the end. But we're going back to the middle of the review where we were.
I think you should begin more often with the with the ultimate thumb score.
Good point. Two thumbs.
Give the total thumb score for the entire episode, and then as we go backwards. Through, what if someone only leaves you two thumbs? Here's the reason the game was bad.
Email us at thumbcramspod@gmail.com or tweet us at thumbcramspod if you think a Memento style episode where it starts at the end and we work our way backwards would be good for you, the listener.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah.
We'll only be accepting yes votes.
We tattoo the scores on
I know this episode is already so linear.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. Hasn't gone off the rails at least once.
No tangents.
Zero. No. We're all very focused people.
Very focused people. We're all very focused on one thing. Yeah. They are not the same thing.
So Survivalist, it's set in the Escapist universe.
Do you think it's funny that there's monkeys on I think it's funny there's monkeys on this island and it's from the Escapist series and there's a game called Escape from Monkey Island.
No, I don't know.
I think about that a lot.
I've been thinking about that more and more ever since you mentioned it just now. I'd say in the
most recent 10 seconds, my thoughts of that skyrocketed.
Now,
way up.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I think you're right, Adam.
Is this a prequel game? Is the Escapist universe non-linear?
Or is that why it's not set in the Escapist universe? Because it's before the Escapist magazine.
It's all making a lot of sense to me now. Yeah, okay. Anyway.
So the Survivalist. It's set in the Escapist universe.
Okay.
So there are monkeys on the island that you can acquire by feeding the monkey chow, or some of them want other things. So some of them might want, like, you know, a coconut or whatever, or like
gun.
A gun.
A gun.
And then you can basically, so that's the hook, is that then you have these monkeys following you.
Monkey with a gun. It's the hook.
Yeah.
If a game says I've got a monkey with a gun, well, I'm like, I'm playing.
Anyway, so
aren't
you
we
get.
All just monkeys with guns.
You know what they say? If you introduce a monkey with a gun in Act 1,
monkey's got to pull the trigger.
It does have to.
That's the exact quote, yeah.
Exactly, Chekhov's monkey. So, the Survivalist is set in the Escapist universe. So these monkeys that you can acquire, and then you basically program them to do the task for you.
Program
so you, if you have a, yeah, you basically, I want to build...
Them?
And yes. So you go being like, right, I want, to,
I want to... check
I was
this.
Trying to solve your own.
Cass, yes? What's up?
How do you feel... knowing that you have acquired monkeys who have to do your tasks, do you think the game lines up to your real world experience with us and the monkeys who keep finding guns?
Gunkies?
Kind of.
You
now
keep
that
giving
I
us
think,
that monkey
that
chow that
thinking
you
about
can't
it. Eat. A little bit, yeah, but we'll see why. Yeah, Adam has a question?
Yeah, yep. Sorry to interrupt your question, Cass.
Yes. I think we answered that question, yes.
I'm satiated.
I just wanted to know, so do you feel like you lowered the score because if you did identify with this person training or programming monkeys, do you feel like you lowered the score because of times like this where we piss you off?
Oh, no, not at all.
I think this actually brings in a third escapist into the mix because there's the magazine.
Yeah, the magazine.
The video game series, unrelated, but Joel Zemmett looking for escapism
from
the survivalist game, but unfortunately just finding heaps of monkeys with guns, which is just his work. Place.
Yeah,
exactly.
To be honest, I didn't really think about the connection until Cass pointed that out. So it has not at all affected the score of this at all.
But in the last 10 seconds, since it has been brought to your attention, have your thoughts of this skyrocketed?
The thoughts of it have skyrocketed because you have put that thought in my brain, but it has yet to affect the final thumb
score. Oh, shit, Inception.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many movies can we reference, do we think?
I'll go first.
Hook, like Captain Hook. Peter Pan.
Peter Pan. On a boat.
Oh my God.
Survivalist.
That's how you get to islands.
Yeah. Survivalist doesn't have a boat because otherwise the survivalist would be called the Escapist 3 because you'd be escaping from the island.
So that's...
Escape from Monkey Island.
You
if you had a boat, it would be a different game.
So in the Survivalist, you can build a boat.
Yeah, set in the Escapist universe.
What? I don't know. I never got that far. So basically, you're getting monkeys. Mm-hmm. And you then go and say you build your like whatever you want to build. So you can build like a bed to like kind of sleep and that kind of stuff. You can build like a stove or a fire to make food. You can build walls, et cetera, et cetera, and a workbench and other more complex items. And so again, what this is trying to separate itself from other these sort of like survival and crafting games is that it's got like, right, so you have some monkeys that you can then teach. So you're like, hey, monkey, have a banana. Now watch me do this thing. And so you start building the wall. And it's like, oh, I've learned how to build a wall. So you give the tool to use to building to the monkey, and the monkey will then start building the wall.
Yes, Adam. You've got a question.
Does the monkey just start building walls, or do you tell them where and when?
You tell them where, and you have to put the materials that you need for the wall on that on the wall.
So the monkey's not just going around building walls.
But you can be like, hey, monkey, this is how you break rocks, and here's a pickaxe. And it's like, right, I will break every rock that I can see, and then it just chuffs off. And I lost the monkey that way for a good while until I stumbled upon him being like, oh, there you are. Oh, hello.
This game's starting to sound pretty fun.
This game's starting to sound pretty familiar. You give all your beautiful monkeys a microphone.
Yeah.
The pickaxe, as it were.
Yes.
How does it feel when we come back to you? Look what we did.
Look what we did. And so there, and again, you're like, okay, this is a kind of a cool thing you can kind of do. You can kind of like start, you know, basically pre-programming these monkeys, and these monkeys act like, you know, a cog in a machine, as it were.
Uh-huh.
It's just that I found, and maybe I'm just stupid, maybe I'm a bad boss, I don't know. But maybe it's like there was times where I'm like, cool, oh, monkey, I want you to do this.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, okay, cool. And then it would stop, like, it would do what it was doing. And then I'm like, cool. I would go away for a bit, come back, and then I'd be like, okay, well, I'm going to chuck some more things on the workbench. Well, monkey, do the thing. And then it wouldn't.
Smoko.
And then I'd be like, okay.
Smoko.
Okay, let's go to the learn function, and then let's do that again. And so I found the interface with the, like, the teaching the monkeys what to do was, like, a not a bad idea, but in execution it wasn't great.
They kept forgetting.
Yeah.
Monkey brain.
Monkey brain, yeah.
Yeah. In the island, there are also sort of, like, enemies, like goblins, bats, and those kind of things.
Goblins!
There's goblins!
Goblins!
Yeah, goblins.
Hang on.
Yep.
How similar to the goblins do the monkeys look, and vice versa?
Completely different. The goblins are very, very humanoid, and the monkeys, whilst humanoid, look like monkeys.
Can you think, teach though, the monkey to shoot goblin with gun?
So I was being like, right, I'm going to do this, because, like, the goblins, like, attack you on sight. They're like filthy humans. So I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right, monkey. Okay, we're going to open the wheel to be like, learn. And I'm like, all right, watch me. And I got my club out and started smacking a gobbo. And I'm like, all right, you got it? He didn't get it. So I was like, God damn it. So then I kept playing the game for a bit. And then I was like, hey, build a training dummy. This will make your monkeys learn how to fight. And I was like, sick. So then I had an army of trained monkeys to fight goblins. That was fun for a bit. But again, it just feels like... There's a lot of stuff you can probably do in this, and there's probably people who have spent, like, hours and hours and hours on this game to be like, look at this, like, marvelous monkey city that I have built. But for me, I did not care. Unlike, say, like a Stardew Valley, where it kind of keeps going and it's always being like, it's always saving. This is a manual save, so you can kind of go back and you can kind of save and, like, keep your progression. Okay. There are raids that happen.
Oh, my God.
With, like, the goblins, and then they come in and just destroy your town. And it happened to me, and I'm like, I am ill-equipped right now.
Yeah.
This sucks. And that was very boring.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. Adam, you got a question?
Can the monkeys die, and how do you get new monkeys other than finding them?
So the monkeys don't die.
Well, watch me.
Oh, no.
It's okay. You need to make a training dummy for that
one. Yeah. Fortunately, the monkeys don't die. They just get knocked out, and after a while, they'll come back, and you can be like, okay, cool.
Monkeys with concussions is cute to you, Adam?
It's cuter than the alternative.
That's a good point.
At least they're not suffering.
Can give them bow and arrows.
Oh, you're talking about.
Shut up for a second, Adam. I want to hear about this.
So you can't give him bow and arrow, so I guess it's a kind of like a gun.
Yeah.
So that's that.
It's an analog gun.
It is an analog gun. unlike an acoustic gun, unlike acoustic. The digital guns that we know and love.
Acoustic and electric.
Yeah.
My acoustic gun is right twice a day.
What else about this game? Yes, Cass?
Does anything happen? Or is it just...
That is a great question.
That is a good question.
Are you stuck on an island and trying not to die in perpetuity, or do you have a purpose beyond not dying?
I think there is an end if you build a boat and you chuff off. I think that is the end goal, maybe. But again, I didn't play it enough because I kind of got frustrated with this game and I didn't care enough about it.
Yeah.
I like the style of game. It has a hunger meter, but again, it doesn't really do much in that, like, oh, I just go to bed and I have to wake up again and be like, I got to find some berries. I found it a little bit tedious.
Yep.
And I found that kind of, like, again, when there was like, oh, there's these goblin raids that are going to happen, or they do happen, and you're like, well, here I am trying to, like, figure out how to build this city and get my monkeys working, and now I've got to deal with this who have destroyed a lot of what I've just built. Can I be bothered? No, I can't be bothered moving on. Like, there was a thing where, like, oh, cool, I'm finding these goblin, like, towns or cities, not even cities, like little huts, and I'm like, can I maybe conquer the goblins around it and make this my home village? No, because after a while they respawn.
Classic.
There are, like, little dungeons you can go into.
Sick.
And then you can kind of, I guess you get items at the end of that as well. And again, there's a lot of that kind of like dig up mud to build this. And then from that, you then make this. So it's like grab, say, two bits of lumber. And you, again, like a very big, you know, craft.
It does, Cass.
Menu.
I'm tired. Let me go home.
I also was quite tired of this game. I'm glad I didn't have to pay too much for it. It just came with my Apple Arcade subscription, which was great.
Yes. I got two questions.
Yes.
One, what Apple Arcade machine that you own did you play it on?
I played it on my laptop.
And second follow-up question, is it still currently installed? Did you delete it?
It's still currently installed, but I will delete it. Soon.
Mm. Okay.
It's only there to remind me to talk about it.
Ah, yeah, fair enough.
In the sight, in the mind, I see.
Yeah. If I just deleted it and I forgot to talk about it, I wouldn't remember to bring it
and
up.
And then one day you just think like, about a monkey.
Oh, I remember I played that monkey game. And and then no one's around.
Monkeys with a gun.
Yes, your workplace. No, that's not it.
But it doesn't sound wrong. Close. Yeah.
Something 2D. Yeah. Something with a flat employee.
Flat employee. Not Escapist magazine.
No. Yahtzee. Yahtzee. Rolling Yahtzee. Dice. D20.
What are you telling me about? We doing Benjamin D20 Yahtzee Crenshaw.
Hatful. Hatful and catch him. Put him on my
iPod.
It's like when you shoot like
those parachute
guys. Games.
So this game it's fine. I think if you enjoy this type of game, you'd have a lot of fun with it. You had a lot of time and energy to be like, cool. Yeah, no, this is great because I can program all these monkeys to do or X, Y, and Z. I think there is a co-op version, but in a co-op version, you can only have a max of 5 monkeys each.
That's disgusting. How many monkeys can you have?
I don't know. I never got to that point.
I assume
unlimited. You can make your monkeys different color. There is like a monkey
monkey die.
Yeah. There's like a monkey like menu where you can be like look after your monkeys. Your monkeys can level up if they do more. Like,
can they get more powerful?
Than you? Well, yeah. So if I'm building something and then the game like makes a little, the person you're controlling has a little speech up like, why am I doing this? I should make my monkey do this because the monkeys are faster than you of say building items. So it does encourage you to like to do that, but it's like, I don't know. For me, I'm like, all right, monkey, I want you to start crafting something. It's like, hoo-hoo, and you're like, okay.
Does it make that noise?
Yeah.
Oh, game of the year.
And you're like, hey, craft something. But then it's like, well, I guess I have to build something and then, in front of it to be like, this is what I want you to do to encourage it. So I think if it was like a bit better interface in terms of like the monkey control, I think that'd be nicer. There's a lot in this game where you're like, I can see what they're trying to do. But it fell a little bit short.
Are you going
to
go back and play The Escapist and The Escapist 2? Do you think that will build on your experience for The Survivalist?
Maybe if they come to the Apple Arcade, I'll be like, oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's the game made by Ben Yahtzee Crenshaw. Adam, you've got a question.
For about an hour or two.
If I don't have to pay for them, maybe I'll play them. Not really much of a recommendation.
Oh, yeah, I'm not recommending this at all. Okay. Again, 2 thumbs out of 5. Not even a passing grade for me. 2
what's
thumbs for this
grade,
one.
2.5 or 3?
Yeah, 2 thumbs and a knuck is 50% out.
Yeah.
2 thumbs and a knuck. All right. Well, not everyone goes by 50% pass.
That's true.
What percentage pass do you go by?
I would have said 50% as well. Okay. I was just checking.
Okay.
No,
like,
it's
fair.
Good
that's
to have
fair.
Clarity.
Yeah.
Mine's 100%. Anything less than perfect, failure.
Exactly.
If you're listening to any of our reviews and it's less than 5 thumbs and you even think about buying the game, you're a moron.
Exactly. So really, stay clear of The Survivalist, but buy Yahtzee. And
learn Cass's homebrew rules because also 5 thumbs.
Six.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's true.
Better than perfect.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So
that's how you should live your life.
Perfect but faster.
Perfect, but you get to play more of it.
So it's a fine game if you like that kind of like game. Yeah, I guess it's for you, but for me, blech. Jack might enjoy it, maybe, but I think he would get quite. There's no story, so it is all just gameplay.
Yeah, but Jackson, Jackson is a man who none of his decisions make any sense.
That's true.
And the fact that there is monkeys would be the only appeal of this to him.
It was an appeal for you as well.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I am thinking about downloading it just so I can look at how these monkeys look.
Yeah, I am curious.
I want to see what these monkeys look like.
But you're a Google curious, search George. Will solve that for you.
I have Apple really? Arcade, true. Though.
Hang on.
Well, okay, I know which one's easier. But
So look, like, right. here's an image of the monkeys.
Oh, again. They're good monkeys.
Yeah, they're, again, it's very... they are chimps.
Oh.
They do look cute.
Yeah, they're decent monkeys.
This game looks entirely different to how I pictured it, but yeah. I've never played the Escapist game.
Yeah, look fair.
Have you seen the Escapist website? They're unrelated, but have you been on there?
No.
You should check it out. Zero Punctuation. He makes videos. He's always like, this game is toss. And everyone's like,
but
yeah.
But faster.
Yeah, but faster.
With, some might say, zero punctuation.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, my fast. God, I get it now.
Yeah.
Boom, that's how the song goes or something. Anyway.
Ba-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
That's it.
Adam, what have you been playing?
Yeah.
Well, myself and Cass.
Oh my God. Let me just take that back. Okay. Adam and Cass, what have you guys been playing?
Well,
we are going to talk together. And we're going to do the entire review like this.
Okay. What game have you been playing?
We've been playing Beyond Two Souls.
On the
PS4.
Ah, the PS4.
Yes.
Yes.
The PS4.
What kind of game is Beyond Two Souls?
It's kind of like have you ever played Until Dawn?
Yeah, I played it with you, Adam.
Yeah, that's right. I remember that. And Tom was there as well.
It's made by the same people that made Heavy Rain, right?
Yes. It's made by the same people who made Heavy Rain. It's a very similar game in many ways.
Including
quick time events.
I was going to ask, have you played Heavy Rain?
I have.
Yes.
Oh, God. Is it good?
Heavy Rain or Beyond Two Souls?
Both.
Oh, I forgot. We were going to put the thumb score at the beginning.
All right. What's the thumb score, guys?
My thumb score is 4 knucks.
So two thumbs?
Yes.
Okay. So,
so
not that
bad.
Good.
Ultimately, yes. Though, disclaimer, we haven't finished it yet.
Okay. And this is for Beyond Two Souls.
Yes.
Not. Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain. I would give maybe seven knucks.
Okay, so okay. Three thumbs and a knock.
Yeah. It was all right. It was a silly story. I kind of didn't really. Oh, you didn't play it, so I can do this one. You don't have to do this part. It's just when we're talking about Beyond Two Souls. Anyway, you can keep going if you want.
Okay, so tell me a bit about Beyond Two Souls.
My favorite part of Beyond Two Souls was when the cartoon.
We watched the cartoon.
So you watched a cartoon.
It was really good.
It was French.
Yeah.
So you just watch a French cartoon.
Yeah.
In the game.
Yeah.
Is there subtitles?
No. There wasn't. Audio.
Yeah.
So there was just no audio, just visual.
Yeah.
So it's a silent cartoon.
How do you know it was French?
How do you know it was French?
The titles, of course.
We googled it. Looked it up.
Are you good? Looked it up. Okay.
Yeah. Because we were really interested because it looked so pretty.
Pretty. We wanted to watch the whole thing.
Okay.
Because it was on a loop.
Okay. So you are playing a character.
Yes.
So it's not
we're
a
playing.
Ca-
Jody.
Okay.
Oh, no, I've joined in now.
Okay. So you're playing Jody, and they're watching a cartoon.
We made Jody watch a cartoon.
Yeah. Okay. Did Jody enjoy the cartoon as much as you two did?
No comment.
Okay. So what kind of game is this? Is it a cartoon watching simulator?
Do you know the game Dragon's Den? Yeah, Dragon's Den. It's like kind of like a movie, and then in the cutscenes, there are quick time events. Like Until Dawn.
Oh, there's also like kind of Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's kind of just like a you do things as a cutscene, you do some more things in another cutscene.
Yeah. The silly thing the game does is that it tells you the choices you made. And then kind of hints at the ones you could have made.
Okay.
Which just really heavily, because you know how in games like that.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, you could do this.
Yeah.
Or you could do that.
Yeah.
But ultimately, it's coming to the same place.
Yeah. All right. So it's kind of like. All right. So it's basically like, hey, we're going to give you the illusion of choice.
Illusion of choice is a good way of saying it. Because the game is non-linear.
So as you complete an event, you see that you will live.
And you can't kill that guy. Because when you are older... He's still alive.
So, as in older, as in like 10 minutes from now, or older as in 20 years from now?
Well, it's non-linear what they're saying, so I think it jumps around. So you might meet a guy when Jody is hypothetically, say, 10 and watching French silent cartoons, but then like the next part of the game, you might be Jody age like 20, right?
Yeah.
And that guy's in it again, so you're like,
Specifically, what's his actor?
Willem Dafoe's in this.
Yeah. That rules. Does he play a goblin man?
No, he plays a doctor.
Does it sound like he could go
He's Willem Dafoe, so I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one.
All right. No.
So was the option to kill Willem Dafoe ever given to you?
No.
So then why do you keep...
really why. Cass just wanted to kill him.
Okay.
But knew she could.
I couldn't.
Damn.
Okay, that seems an odd thing to grasp onto. Yes?
I'm going to guess he's a bad man.
I felt limited by the choices as Aiden the ghost.
Okay, what?
I played the ghost.
Okay, so there's all right. So you're playing a game where there's cutscenes and you're quick time events, and someone's now a ghost.
So Adam is Jody.
Okay.
And Cass is Aiden, who is a ghost. And we work together.
Aiden?
It's one of those, doesn't sound like a name.
It's spelt Aiden, but they say Aiden.
But it doesn't.
I know.
A-I-D-E-N.
They call it like a co-op game, but Cass didn't have a lot to do.
And I tried to set some children on fire, but the game wouldn't let us.
Look, fair enough.
Did the kids deserve it?
Yes.
Well, they were mean to us.
It's a Carrie situation.
It was a Carrie situation.
Mean to the ghost? I kept saying it's a Carrie. Was it mean to the ghost or mean to Jody?
Jody.
Mean to Jody.
Okay.
You can't be mean to a ghost.
Yeah. Okay. So how are you trying to set the children on fire? Do you have fire powers as a ghost?
No, you can throw things around.
So like a poltergeist. Okay, so what are you trying to throw around?
Well, we turned on the stove.
Okay, you can do that. That's good.
Then lit the stove. Then tried to cause an explosion.
Uh-huh.
And then the game cut to the children outside alive.
So you caused an explosion.
Yes.
But you didn't kill the kids.
No.
I think some events you can walk around and they're on a timer.
Okay.
So we ran out of time to set them on fire.
So you think there is a possibility you could set them on fire?
Maybe.
Is it that type of game?
Okay.
Because, like, Heavy Rain has some dark stuff, so I wouldn't be too shocked. Like, doesn't a kid get hit by a car?
Well in this game, one girl burnt us with a cigarette.
Okay.
So we were revenge.
Yeah.
An eye for an eye.
Eye for an eye, or burn wood to many exploded children.
Yep.
Also, a kid getting hit by a car. Awful. Several kids burning to death? Way worse.
That's a good point.
They picked her up and locked her in a cupboard after burning her with a cigarette.
They called her a witch. It was cartoonic.
It was horrible.
Okay.
They're calling her a witch because they think she's got a best friend that's a ghost?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she does have a best friend that's a ghost.
Yeah.
Question.
Well, admittedly supernatural.
They just say she has witchy powers.
Does she have witchy powers?
She has the ghost.
So yes.
Yeah.
Is that what a witch gets?
Sometimes. Zamet, you got your hand up. What's up?
So is she a witch?
No.
So what is she?
Beyond two souls.
Yeah. I think... The story of the game is that when she was born, a second soul was attached to the body. And that soul just follows her.
So it's not going to be, you don't think there's a reveal where it's like, hey, you were a twin and one of your twins died.
And you ate your twin in the womb. What happened? So is that a canonical happen?
I don't think it'll be easy.
I just think that's the story.
Have you played Detroit Becoming Human?
A bit, but I didn't finish it.
Is it the same thing?
No, because you can't keep getting hit by a train in that game, which is so funny.
You can keep getting hit by a train and
you're a robot, and you can run after a guy, and you run past the train tracks, and you get hit by a train, and you get hit by a train. Only if you're clever and don't do the quick time event.
The good part there was that Cass had zero context clues for how you were going to say that, yet still tried very hard to copy the words.
Good on
you.
So anything good about this game?
Well, it's funny, but...
Was it meant to be funny?
No.
Everyone in the game is a bit wet.
Ah! Wet NPCs.
Like that kind of like Until Dawn, that sheen over people, like just they haven't quite rendered correctly.
Yeah. Like they're made of plastic.
Yeah. Wet plastic. Yeah, I'm aware of that look.
We tried to fail CIA training.
You're a CIA train. Okay, this took a turn.
We didn't want her to be in the CIA.
Of course.
So we tried to tank it. But it wouldn't let us.
So you have to become a CIA.
Yeah.
Does the ghost then be also a CIA agent?
Does the ghost get a badge? That's what we want to
know. Does he get a gun or a badge? And Judy does. So I guess no.
Can you use the gun or the badge?
Yeah.
Can you shoot the ghost?
No.
No. Maybe.
Dogs know about the ghost.
Okay, that took me a while to catch up because I thought you're like, can't shoot dogs. And I was like, okay.
Can shoot dogs. Not in the game, but at least that we've seen.
So you can't shoot dogs in the game?
Not yet.
But you reckon you probably could shoot a dog in the game?
Can you shoot people in the game?
Yeah.
Can you pat the dog?
Nah.
Can you pat people?
Haven't tried.
Okay.
A person tried to pat us. We moved his hands off our butt.
Oh,
that's not a nice pat.
So yeah. the kids that locked us in the wardrobe, that's a teenage birthday party.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And it started downhill, and then we got locked in a cupboard.
Damn.
And then got, okay.
And then we carried them.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right.
So, good game?
Four knocks.
Two thumbs.
Okay.
Two thumbs.
And is there a reason why you're maybe playing this together?
Well, it's funny you should say that.
I'm so in sync.
We are doing a let's play for the Sans Pants YouTube
channel.
And you can find it at www.youtube.com and just search for Sans Pants Radio.
Yeah.
It's coming out in maybe two weeks.
Yeah. Check the Sans Pants Radio YouTube account at the end of April. It should be out by then. If not, give it a couple more weeks. Check again.
Yeah.
Okay. While you're there, subscribe. And then you'll know when it's released.
Also, hit the bell.
Hey! Okay. So, Dusha, what have you been playing?
I've revisited the Nintendo Switch game that was actually published by Team 17, which is the same people that published The Survivalist and The Escapist, but have nothing to do with the universe.
Hang on. So is this set in the same universe? Yeah.
No, it's not. Nothing to do with Yahtzee?
No.
Okay.
Nothing to do with the RT, not the same universe, not the same graphic style, same publishing house, that's it.
Okay.
What's the name, sorry? It's called Blasphemous.
Blasphemous. Oh, I know Blasphemous.
Yeah, I played it first when it first came out.
You played it first?
Yeah, I was number one.
Oh my God.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, they said, hey, Joel Dusha, you get the first one. And I said, thank you. This game is fine. But it turns out this game is better than fine.
Okay.
This game is great, and I, in the past, idiot brain.
Because I also played it for a little bit, and yep. I was like, oh, this game is fine, and then I stopped.
No, and it turns out this game rules.
Okay.
The best way that I can describe it after playing Hollow Knight is, what if Hollow Knight was 2D sprites, ugly and scary, but also Dark Souls?
Okay.
Mm. So... yeah, I think I probably said all of that last time I spoke about the game, but let me tell you, last time I was like, I'm a bit lukewarm on it. Now, I've played it for like 9 hours, and when I close my eyes, sometimes I see some of the horrible things in that game. It's very frustrating, but like doesn't get like anger-inducing frustrating. I'm just like, yeah, it wasn't good enough. I wasn't good enough. I made the wrong choice there, and that's my own fault. If I had a parried there rather than dodging, I'd still be alive, and I'd still be playing and still having fun.
Well, that's good. Yeah. I like that when you can sort of have fun, feel the challenge, and you do, because that's such a fine line, because you're either bored or you're furious.
Let me tell you, I spend a lot of time in one of those columns and not a lot in the other.
Is it bored?
No.
Oh.
What's the iteration loop like? Are you like right back in the game? Is it
no,
quick?
That's frustrating.
I hate that.
Yeah.
No, there's like, it's not. You die, there's like a similar screen to like the Resident Evil You're Dead screen, except it says excommunicated, but in Latin, because the game is all very, very like scary Catholic.
Yeah.
Like everyone. Yeah, but it's not like Jesus will save us. It's like, yeah, this guy, everyone's like whipping themselves for penance and blood and everything. Yes, Adam.
Just brief interjection. I think it's very funny that Sam was like, hey, Adam, we're both Catholic. It was like solidarity. We're both raised Catholic. You raised Catholic.
Okay, cool.
I was
Christian.
What's the difference?
Don't tell me.
It's not important. Sorry, blasphemy.
Yeah. So the game being called Blasphemous, it is very, very, it's all just religious
iconography.
I tried to say iconography and it did not work. Iconography.
Mm.
And yeah, like, so it's, yeah, and every character you encounter is just like tortured and awful, and everything is just, it's just the most like upsetting game to look at, but it's fun. And yeah, like I said, it's very, very challenging. If you like Dark Souls, give this a go, because it's, I mean, similar vibes as well. It's just like, because it's like pixel art or like kind of 16-bit stylings, they can go a bit harder with like some of the graphic natures of it. But like, you first boss you kill, you're wearing like a big pointy cone hat thing that covers your face. First boss you kill, you get a cutscene where he takes off the helmet and puts it under like the open wound. It fills with blood, and then he puts it back on, and then blood just pours down your body. Penance.
What?
You've taken a vow of silence as well. It's a whole thing.
What sort of? Sorry, what was the gameplay like?
So it's a 2D. It's very similar to like a Metroid. Well, it's a Metroidvania basically, okay. But there's more platformy stuff.
Okay.
And the map looks kind of like a. So the actual map screen looks heaps like a 2D Metroid game, where it's just like the little boxes for each room and different colors. And then if there's like a...
Oh, please, for the love of God, tell me that the entire map makes like a cross. That would be so good.
It doesn't yet, but I also haven't finished the game, so maybe. There's definitely... I wouldn't be too shocked.
That'd rule. That'd be so funny. Yeah, or an upside down
cross. Yeah, I was thinking maybe upside down
cross. It's definitely not an upside down cross. If anything, it'll be a cross leaning, like across its fallen towards right, because the very start of the game is just all one passage. Yeah, I'm having a real good time with it. I know Andrew Levins really liked it. Whoa, you found the map.
Oh, I have. It's big.
Oh, no.
Are you getting a sneak peek of the map you haven't seen?
Here's a sneak peek of the map you haven't seen, JD. No. I was hoping it'd be a big cross, but oh boy, it is out of control.
Jesus.
Well, it's not a cross, but it is big.
So based on that map that you've just showed me, I reckon I'm about 50% through the game. There's lots of like, so like stuff like that you would usually get in video games where you're like equipped items and stuff. In this, there's like... So you know how usually they'd be like, oh, okay, cool, you can wear like two rings or whatever.
Sure, yeah.
In this game, it's like there's rosary beads, there's like stuff like that. It's all tied to, yeah, religion. It's hectic.
Something called the Desecrated Cistern. That's neat.
I've been there.
Oh. Wasteland of the Buried Churches.
Yeah, everything's called stuff like that.
I bet I could like throw fucking names at a wall and get some that are from this.
Yeah.
You know 100% there's like a chapel of blood or something like that, guaranteed.
It's not quite chapel of blood. It would be like
something to that effect.
Yeah, it would be like the cistern of bleeding sorrow or something like that.
Altar of penance.
Wall of holy prohibitions. Patio. Patio of the Silent Steps.
Yeah.
Patio.
Okay.
Anyway, it's
Hall of the Dawning.
It very much commits to it. And yeah, like it's so like it's not like reading just the names like that. It sounds like the game would be like super exhausting, but because it's just like so committed to this, it kind of just like, you're just like, yep, cool. This is the world of the game. You don't really think that much about it. Yeah, it's just a really hard Metroidvania.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you've got it, and especially if you like something like Hollow Knight.
I did like Hollow Knight.
I recommend going back to it because it's kind of the same thing where for the first hour or so you're playing it and you're like, I do not know what I'm doing. Death seems to have consequences that I'm not ready for. But much like Hollow Knight, in the first hour or whatever, if you're dying and you don't get back to your body, who cares?
Okay, cool. All right. Because I remember playing it for a bit and being like, I don't know if this grabs me. Yeah. I don't know. Yes, Levins was being like, this is like one of his favorite games that year. And I was like, I didn't grab me. I know it didn't grab Jack either.
Yeah, the fact that it didn't grab Jack is the most baffling thing in the world.
Okay.
Because I remember one of his complaints was like, oh, the foreground and the background like sometimes have gone for like art over like gameplay. Like the same complaint he had about Ori, how he was like, you can't tell what ledges to grab. Going back and playing it, I'm like, I... had way more trouble with areas in Hollow Knight with that than I did in this. I think Jackson may just be stupid.
He is blind.
And dumb.
It's nice when he can't defend himself.
Yeah, it is good.
I'll speak on behalf of Jackson. Aw.
They'd be like, no.
Be nice.
Or he'd be like, well, it is true. I do have a bad brain.
That's
anyway.
That's true.
How many thumbs?
Yeah, five thumbs. Easy five thumbs.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, it's so good.
That's crazy because that's just enough to get a recommendation from you.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. If I was the listener, I'd be like, oh, I should play this game now.
Yeah.
None of the other games mentioned in the episode get a look in. Don't even Google them.
Except for Yahtzee.
Okay.
Except for Yahtzee, which I've gone out and bought Die for. Yeah, so big recommend it. Big recommend, especially if you like the harder Metroidvania games and also if you like Dark Souls. But this game definitely is harder than Hollow Knight at points. Not necessarily the combat, just like knowing, like it's not as obvious where you have to go and what stuff does. Okay. But not unfair, just harder. All
right.
And now it's time for a quick word from our sponsors, which I know you haven't been on the show for a while, but just so you know, this is the best part of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. Let's listen really hard, Adam.
I will.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you, sponsors.
Thank you.
We love you.
Yeah. If anything, I wish that this podcast could have more sponsors.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Like, I wish whoever read that ad was on this show.
Yes. Especially if it was one of us.
Yeah.
Do we have any emails this week?
We have emails.
Hey, did you know we have an email thing?
I actually didn't.
I didn't know.
Are we still doing it?
Okay, Adam and Cass, Cat and Brain.
Address.
Okay, so if you want to send a show an email, you can email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com, or if you prefer, you can tweet us at thumbcrampspod. And I still want that yes or no thing. I can't remember what the call action was.
Memento. It was about memento.
Oh, yeah.
If you would like us to have a set number of thumbs at the start. That we have to really ration out. Because if you have a bad game and you're going third and then you have like six thumbs left, you're like, oh no, I got to find reasons why I enjoyed this game, which could be a fun challenge.
So first email, this is from Zach, but it is for Jackson, but I'm going to put it out into ether because we can then pass this information on to Jackson.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, professional gamers.
Yep, that's us.
Yep, that's
After
me,
the
Jackson.
Last episode, Jackson seemed saddened that he couldn't get his anger across to the villagers on his island in Animal Crossing.
I was!
Fortunately, there is a solution for this. By bullying the villagers with items, e.g. hitting them with a bug's net a few times, you can get reactions from them and make them really unhappy to live on your island. May you all experience great game suck-offs, Zach.
You hear that, Jack?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Good impression.
P.S. Apologies to Jackson's partner for sharing this information.
Cass, can you just quickly wrap your hair around your chin?
Yeah. Okay.
Like a beard. Like
and then give us cheers.
Cheers.
Jackson's classic phrase.
I don't know how many phrases of his I can say. Oh, I got shit on my penis.
Ah, it's back.
Classic phrase.
Oh, be nice to me.
Oh, be nice, Albert.
Look at him.
That was very good. Got me, Adam. That was good.
All right. This next email is from Jacob.
Yep.
The subject is video game make partner dizzy.
Okay.
Okay.
Which sounds like, so like.
Is it a plus or a minus? Is this a pro or a con?
But that
video game make partner dizzy.
It was
video
really
game
nice.
Make partner dizzy.
So, like, if someone just wrote an email and like it's like that, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Like, that's fine. I wouldn't point it out. But the rest of the email is structured perfectly. So it's funny that the subject is video game make partner dizzy. Hey, thumb boys.
To the point.
I hope you're all doing well.
Yeah.
Could you please recommend a Switch game for my girlfriend? She has two major constraints. One, much like Jackson. Jackson.
Yep. Mm.
Jackson.
Was that Jackson Bailey?
That was me.
All right, just checking.
And the rest, like I said, email flawless.
Email flawless. All right.
My mouth bad.
Any I got one of them. From this point forwards, Joel Dush.
Yep. Yep. Much like Jackson, she hates storylines and slams that skip button for all the dialogue and cutscenes. Uh-huh. We tried Mark of the Ninja, but there were way too many instructions. She skipped through them, got bored, and lost interest. Two, she gets very dizzy whenever the in-game camera changes angles. She seems only to be able to play 2D games and old Nintendo 64 games where pressing the left and right C buttons shift the camera 90 degrees. Harvest Moon 64, and I think Zelda Ocarina of Time, which I'm sure... which I'm certain Dusha can confirm. Incorrect. The C buttons in Ocarina of Time aren't camera buttons, they're item buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob, you big idiot.
Got
you
him.
Stupid man.
Stupid, stupid
perfect
man.
Perfect email, stupid
when
thoughts.
Joel Zammit told me he was starting Thumb Cramps.
Yes.
First off, he definitely wanted to address me personally.
Yes. Dear but Adam, then, I'm like, starting hey, Thumb Adam. Cramps. You're not in it.
But I want you to know that the express purpose of this podcast is for this moment right here. And I didn't know what moment he was talking about, but I assume it's this one.
It is,
A little win for me, Joel Dusha, a man who has played Ocarina of Time. Anyway, she's also okay with racing games that, as long as they aren't loops, she can't do Rainbow Road on Nintendo 64. Whatever are we to do best, Jacob?
Oh, is this girlfriend me? Because I'm not going to read and I'm not going to rotate. Can I recommend Sudoku?
What about Toad's Treasure Tracker? I know you've played that, Cass.
Isn't there
was
a
that,
lot of rotating
that was so...
in there?
I was going to say, how was that? Because again, it wasn't like a... You
it
know...
made me feel very lost.
Okay.
Mm. And how did that make you feel?
Bad. But I did do it, but it was confusing. I'm guessing... if rotating's pretty hard, which it has been for me, have a go at... Oh no, Stardew Valley, though, there's a lot of...
There is a lot of dialogue. And so, I was also going to recommend Stardew Valley because my partner, does she hate story? I've never seen, there's a competition between her and Jack of who can skip the cutscene the quickest, but she does love Stardew
because
she never wants to engage with the rest of the village.
That's the thing. I haven't done that. Mm. So you don't have to be friends with anyone. There are really good story parts of Stardew and you can get by most of the game not making a
friend.
Just
ignoring them. You don't want them.
No.
If that's how you want to play.
Adam, you raise your hand. You got a question?
Ape out.
Yeah, hey, if your girlfriend's anything like me, and I bet she is, and she loves ape, she loves violence, and she loves
jazz.
A camera she doesn't need to touch, and she loves jazz, Ape Out. Best game that's ever been made.
What's that game I love that we fight at? And we're both two little guys. And one of us has to
die. Oh, Nidhogg.
Nidhogg.
Nidhogg's great.
That's... Nidhogg 1 or 2? I've played
either
one,
or.
Not 2.
That's the best game. That's the best game.
Mm. Nidhogg 1 and 2 are both good games.
Okay, so Jacob, it sounds like that... Yeah.
Can I throw in Celeste?
Celeste.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's 2D. It's a nice little... It's a platformer. It's hard.
Unless you want it to be Celeste, very easy to change the difficulty
that's
if you need.
True.
And also, Celeste has a story that you can skip... And even interactive cutscenes you can skip because there's a thing that's meant to teach you breathing activities built into the game that I didn't encounter until the very last moment of the game and had no idea what I was doing because I'd skipped through all the other ones because I played it on twitch.tv/douchaforever. Mm. You got a lot of options here, Jacob. Otherwise...
Donkey Kong 64.
Oh my god.
Not Donkey Kong 64.
Donkey Kong 64.
Super Mario Brothers 2, genuinely.
Super Mario Brothers 2?
Yeah.
As in the... The one where you get to pick Mario, Luigi, Peach, or Toad, and you pull the vegetables out of the ground? Or which Super Mario Brothers 2 are you talking about?
You gotta go earlier. You're Mario or Luigi.
So Super Mario Brothers? The first one.
Super Mario Brothers 2, the one I just described, came out in 1990, I think. So how much further?
Early.
The first one where
okay,
it's
what
just
you
want to
do is you
want to
ignore everything we're saying and then go for some real-time strategies. What you want to do is you want to try and find an old ROM of Dune 2.
Okay.
That's what you want to do. He who controls the spice controls everything. I think that's how Frank Herbert
fear
does it.
Fear is the fear killer.
Yeah,
I mean,
one.
Is the life killer. He's
yeah, yeah,
a killer.
Yeah.
Red
Big
alert.
Worm. Big Worm.
Big Worm.
Big Worm.
Red Alert.
Red Alert.
That's a fun game.
Yeah,
I quite
so
like
it's
Red
like,
Alert.
It's like if Age of Empires was Army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not on the Switch, which I think you did mention. Look, Jacob, this email has sunk the podcast.
this
maybe...
is the moment Zammit was waiting for.
It's
maybe just go.
We can go
free.
Home.
Yeah.
Solitaire for the Switch.
Solitaire for the Switch.
Actually, no. You want something fast-paced? Spider Solitaire.
Spider Solitaire.
Yep. Again, Sudoku.
Mm.
Really can't recommend that enough. Candy Crush.
Mm.
An older Pokemon.
Older
Pokemon.
Old Pokemon.
Old Pokemon are good, except. Ugh. like, if you can get one of them on the computer, what's it called when...
ROM?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Emulator?
Emulator. You get an emulator for the computer that lets you go fast.
Yep.
Because the old games are so slow. And you don't have to listen to anyone.
Pokemon Snap when it comes out. The new Pokemon Snap.
Oh, they're going to make lots you turn around to look at it.
Yeah, that's no, a good, that's all. It's, that game's all camera.
Okay, what you want to do is you want to get a first-person shooter. You want to look at the sky and turn around a lot.
You want to get that VR game where you are an eagle flying through Paris.
Yes.
Yes. Not on the Switch.
Okay, good. So get your Switch in the bin.
Okay.
Grab a PS4 or 5. Yes. Grab the VR accessory. Become an eagle and look around lots.
I think Ape Out is your best bet, Jacob. You should buy Ape Out both for you and your partner.
Resident Evil.
What about Nidhogg?
Hitman 3.
And Nidhogg.
Nidhogg VR. So good.
Hitman 3 VR.
Stop that, Adam.
Skyrim.
It's apparently
VR.
Quite bad. Skyrim VR apparently also bad. Quite bad.
Yeah. We played it. It's bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
See if you can get like a Super Mario Party type thing.
Super Smash Bros.
Skyrim, but you do a challenge where you don't look
anywhere. Ah, yeah.
Skyrim, no peeking challenge.
Yeah.
Any no game peeking. That is first person, you're just going to want to look at whatever game console controller you're holding. Yeah. Rip out that right stick. Get rid of it. You're never going to need it.
The Xbox 360 controller lets you do stuff like that. Ah. It's very they've got modular controllers.
Sick. Yeah. I'm going to go break mine right after this episode.
Yeah, that's yours is definitely the modular controller.
Oh, I think that was an insult, but I'm not even sure. And then finally, and I don't know if everyone's going to have an answer for this, but hey, it's a nice way to end the episode. Hey there, Thumandos.
What up?
So do you have a game that you pretend you've played where people ask you, but you never have? I've never played a Resident Evil game, but I found it easier to just say I have. Yeah, I loved it. Rather than deal with people trying to convince me to play them. Are there any guilt games in your closet? Love the pod. Slipway Steve.
Get better friends. No.
Hey,
I've never
like
lied.
Lying because it makes your life easier.
I do like lying. Often it's like, you should watch this one. I'm never going to be like, yeah, I've seen it. I'm just going to be like, I'm just not going to do that.
That's what it was, yeah, just be like, no.
I went through two phases, which was one, pretend I'd watch stuff that I hadn't just so people wouldn't talk to me. Pretend I'd watch stuff that I hadn't and that I felt lukewarm on. So like if someone's like, hey, you got to watch Firefly. I was like, yeah, I've seen like one episode. It's not for me. And they're like, oh, I'm like, yeah. I also used to do that with stuff I had seen because I just didn't want people to try and talk to me about it. Community. They're like, hey, you know, try an Abed in the morning. I'm like, what? I haven't seen it. I knew what they were talking about. I just didn't want people at uni to talk to me. You've ever spoken to uni students? Bad.
They do suck.
And then otherwise just being like, I don't watch TV.
That's good. You have said that to me before.
Dusha, may I ask, did you find your strategy of when someone's so passionate about something that they engage you on it to be like, oh no, I don't quite like it, to dismiss their enjoyment of it? Did you find that that strategy often worked and they didn't talk to you about it?
Yes. I would say almost 100% success rate because the best part is
insane.
To know it enough that you pretend that you, like, it sounds kind of familiar, but you can't remember what it is, and then be like, oh, yeah, no. But, I mean, occasionally people would be like, oh, you got to wait until this point. I'm like, yeah, I think I got to that point. I don't know. It's just not for me.
It is some sitcom bullshit that I know I would get the exact opposite every time.
The Community one had the best results because I watched and loved the first three seasons of Community, but much like, I guess, Rick and Morty these days, if anyone wants to talk to you about Community and you're in uni in the 2010s, you don't want to have that conversation. Like, again, kind of like Rick and Morty now. So I was like loving Community, but if people in my media class were like, oh man, you just Community, Troy and Abed in the morning, I'd be like, what? It was good. Anyway. Okay.
So I started this with saying, hey, get better friends. But maybe I want to finish this with like, hey, be a better friend. yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Adam.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel, and I don't know why I let everyone else go first. Everyone looked at me to be like, okay, you're not going to say anything? All right. Just thinking about all those conversations that I successfully dodged bullets
Did
with.
You say thinking about or stinking about?
Just or thinking about it.
Hey, Adam, all three, baby.
Yeah. Well, today has been a total of 16 and a thumbs and a knuck.
As always, 5 out of 5 because I got to spend it with my friends.
Aww. 21.
Oh, also, if you want to send us an email, email us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or tweet us at thumbcrampspod.
Bye!
Thumbcrampspod.
Thanks for listening. Do us a huge favor and leave a rating and review on whatever platform you're listening to this beautiful podcast on. Also, be sure to check out Sanspence Radio's objectively better gaming podcast, All the Small Games, hosted by Andrew Levins and John Valenzuela, two true professionals.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.